Well, good morning. It is October 9th, 2021, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 12, Philippians chapter 3, Ezekiel chapter 42, and Psalm 94. So let's get into it today. 1 Kings chapter 12 today. If I can find my place. 1 Kings 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And as soon as Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it, for he was still in Egypt, where he had fled from King Solomon, then Jeroboam returned from Egypt, and they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel, and came and said to Jeroboam, "Your father made our yoke heavy. Now, therefore, lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke on us, and we will serve you." And he said to them, "Go away for 3 days, then come again to me." And so the people went away. And then King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father while he was yet alive, saying, "How do you advise me to answer this people?" And they said to him, "If you will be a servant to this people today and serve them and speak good words to them when you answer them, then they will be your servants forever." But he abandoned the counsel of the old men, gave him and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him and stood before him. And he said to them, "What do you advise that we answer this people who have said to me, 'Lighten the yoke that your father put upon us'?" And the young man who had grown up with him said, "Thus you shall speak this to the people who said to you, 'Your father made a yoke heavy, but you lighten it for us.' Thus shall you say to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's thighs. And now, whereas my father laid you on you a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" And so Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, and as the king said, "Come to me again the third day." And the king answered the people harshly, and forsaking the counsel that the old men had given him, he spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." And so the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of affairs brought about by the Lord that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. And to your tents, O Israel, look now to your own house, David." And so Israel went to their tents, but Rehoboam reigned over the people of Israel who lived in the city of Judah. And then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was taskmaster over the forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death with stones. And King Rehoboam hurried to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And so Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. And when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned, they sent and called him to the assembly and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David but the tribe of Judah alone. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen warriors, to fight against the house of Israel to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah the man of God, "Say to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and to Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your relatives, the people of Israel. Every man return to his home, for this thing is from me." And they listened to the word of the Lord and went home according to the word of the Lord. And then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom will turn back to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn again to their Lord, to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah." And so the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. And he said to the people, "You have gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Behold your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And then this thing became a sin, for the people went as far as Dan to be before one. And he also made temples on high places and appointed priests from among all the people who were not of the Levites. And Jeroboam appointed a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and he offered sacrifices on the altar. And so he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places that he had made. And he went up to the altar that he had made in Bethel on the 15th day, in the 8th month, in the month that he had devised from his own heart. And he instituted a feast for the people of Israel. And he went to the altar to make offerings. That was 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's move on over to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. And to write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and the glory of Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. And though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. And as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. And only let us hold true to what we have attained. And brothers, join me in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. And their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. That was Philippians chapter 3. We'll finish that book tomorrow once again, chapter 4. Let's move on over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 42. Ezekiel chapter 42. Ezekiel 42. And then he led me out into the outer court toward the north, and he brought me to the chamber that were opposite the separate yard and opposite the building of the north. And the length of the building whose door faced north was 100 cubits and the breadth 50 cubits. Facing the 20 cubits that belonged to the inner court and facing the pavement that belonged to the outer court was gallery against gallery and 3 stories. And before the chamber was a passage inward 10 cubits wide and 100 cubits long. And their doors were on the north. And now the upper chambers were narrower, for the galleries took more away from them than from the lower and middle chambers of the building. For they were in 3 stories, and they had no pillars like the pillars of the courts. And thus the upper chambers were set back from the ground more than the other lower and the middle ones. And there was a wall outside parallel to the chambers toward the outer court opposite the chambers 50 cubits long. For the chambers on the outer court were 50 cubits long, while those opposite the nave were 100 cubits long. And below these chambers was an entrance on the east side as one enters them from the outer court. And the thickness of the wall of the court on the south, also opposite the yard and opposite the building, there were chambers with a passage in front of them. And they were similar to the chambers of the north, of the same length and breadth, with the same exits and arrangements and doors as were the entrances of the chambers of the south. And there was an entrance at the beginning of the passage before the corresponding wall on the east as the one enters them. And then he said to me, the north chamber and the south chamber opposite the yard and the holy chambers where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offering. And there they shall put the most holy offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, for the place is holy. And when the priests enter the holy place, they shall not go out of it into the outer court without laying their garments in which they minister, for these are holy. And they shall put on other garments before they go near to that which is for the people. And now, when he had finished measuring the interior of the temple area, he led me out by the gate that faced east and measured the temple area all around. And he measured the east side with the measuring reed 500 cubits by the measuring reed all around. He measured the north side 500 cubits by the measuring reed all around. Measured the south side 500 cubits by the measuring reed. And then he measured to the west side and measured 500 cubits by the measuring reed. He measured it on the four sides. It had wall all around it, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits broad, to make a separation between the holy and the common. That was Ezekiel chapter 42. Let's move on over to our final reading this morning, Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words. All the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob does not perceive. And understand, O dullest of the people. Fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord, knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest for the days of his trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and the upright in heart will follow it. And who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would have lived in the land of silence. And when I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. And when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, and those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and my God the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquities and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord, our God, will wipe them out. Well, that was our reading today for October 9th, 2021. God bless you, and Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow on the Lord's Day. Stay in the Word today. Bye now.